your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest hour with Kieran Corr.
Two teenage girls are seriously ill in London hospitals after their car hit an ambulance responding to an emergency near Canterbury. Andy has more for KMFM.
Well, the black Mercedes the pair were travelling in collided with an ambulance along Island Road in Sturry at around 2 yesterday afternoon. A 12-year-old girl's in a critical condition along with her sister, whose injuries aren't thought to be life-threatening. Two adults and a young boy who were also hurt are being treated locally. It's believed they're members of the same family. Police are urging anyone who saw what happened to contact them.
There's been a rise in the number of people out of work in Kent, according to new figures. They show there were 16,670 people claiming unemployment benefits in the county in July. That's an increase of 72 on the month before. Nationally, unemployment rose by 25,000 in the 3 months to June to 1.85 million. Sky's economics editor Ed Conway says it's not all bad news, though.
It's been enormously important for the Bank of England. They obviously have been looking at unemployment. That's one of the key kind of metrics for how the economy is doing. Those numbers, though, come alongside other figures which suggest that wages are starting to increase at a relatively steady rate.
Tributes are being paid to a Kent woman who died after being hit by a train in Thanet. 32-year-old Donna Spicer from Deal was thought to have been on her way home from night out when she was struck at Broadstairs Station during the early hours of yesterday morning. Her mum has described her as loving, caring and the perfect daughter.
This is KMFM News.
Eight people have been arrested in Kent on suspicion of importing guns into the UK. Seven men and a woman were picked up after firearms and ammunition were seized near Cuxton Marina. The group, aged between 24 and 58, are being questioned by the National Crime Agency. There's been a sharp rise in the number of parents in England taken to court because their child has skipped school. Last year, more than 16,000 were prosecuted, a rise of 25% on the year before. The average fine is over £170. Kenny Frederick is from the National Association of Head Teachers and a former principal herself.
I say to parents, don't put your head teachers in that position. We're supposed to be working in partnership. Those are the rules. They're for everybody. It can't be one rule for one and one rule for another.
GPs are urging teenagers aged 17 and 18 in Kent to take up a new vaccine that will protect them against an aggressive strain of meningitis. The vaccine is also being offered to those going to university for the first time, as they're at a greater risk to get the disease. It's in response to a growing trend of cases across the country. 18-year-old Tom McLaughlin from Deal had his vaccination last week.
It's quite a dangerous disease now, and it's starting to become more of a threat. The vaccine's there for us. We might as well take it while we've got the chance to protect ourselves.
It's emerged over 120,000 homes and businesses in Kent now have access to superfast broadband. The project, funded by the County Council, Government and BT, is aimed at helping people who have no or slow connection. It's on track to take superfast access to more than 90% of homes and businesses in Kent by the end of the year. And Ed Sheeran is to be awarded an honorary degree. He's going to be recognised by University Campus Suffolk in his home county at a ceremony later this year. The singer says the title is a real privilege.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
In cricket, after a delayed start, play's now underway at Canterbury as England's women face Australia on day two of their Ashes test. The visitors are continuing to bat. A short while ago, they were on 274 for 9. In football, Gillingham are through to the next round of the Capital One Cup after beating Plymouth Argyle 2-1 last night. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Joe.
Well, the goals came in the last 5 minutes of the game, thanks to Bradley Dack and Jake Hessenthaler. It follows their win against Sheffield United in League One last Saturday. Here's boss Justin Edinburgh.
I thought it was a dogged first half performance rather than fluid. We spoke about it, thought we need to be a bit braver, a bit bolder in possession of the ball, and I thought we did that second half, but the endeavour and the energy levels in this group, you know, that got us back in the game and took hold of the game and went on to win it.
Elsewhere, the FA is to invest over £250 million in the grassroots game in England over the next 4 years. £260 million will be spent on aspects like facilities, coaching and participation. In addition, there'll be a further multi-million pound investment in creating new city hubs in 30 locations.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.